Right now, it's time to take five for your community this morning. I am very pleased to be joined by Victoria Goad. Victoria is Lawrence County Farm Bureau manager. And Victoria, first of all, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Certainly appreciate you joining us this morning, Victoria. We are talking about the 99th annual meeting of the Lawrence County Farm Bureau, which is coming up on February 11th.
Yes, at 6 p.m. at the Central Christian Church. They can expect dinner, a live and silent auction benefiting our foundation, which funds our Ag in the Classroom and Scholarship Program, as well as our meeting for the year. We're going to recap everything we did this past year, as well as we're having the CEO students from Lawrence County come in and speak about that program and what their businesses will be.
CEO, they're pretty impressive, aren't they?
They are, and we really wanted we're not sure how many of our members know about the CEO program, so when we were looking for a speaker, we thought that they might be a really good option.
Right, absolutely. Let's talk about some of the, you talked about the proceeds are going to go to the foundation, Ag in the Classroom, for those who aren't familiar with Ag in the Classroom.
Ag in the Classroom is a program we do for first through fifth grade students in Lawrence County. We reach about 800 to 1,000 students six times a year. And we're teaching students about where their food comes from. Mm-hmm. Our first graders learn about animals, and our older students are learning about misconceptions in agriculture. So each grade level is learning something different, and we want them to learn about where their food comes from and the importance of farmers and the agriculture industry.
And the foundation, they also help with scholarships, right?
They do. Each year, the Farm Bureau offers 2 Young Leader Scholarships as well as 2 Foundation Scholarships. Those typically go to 2 students in the Red Hill District and 2 in the Lawrenceville District. And those scholarships are available at our office and are due on March 15th.
Okay, very good. Now, this meeting, this is not necessarily for just farmers, right? I mean, just about anybody who has any interest in, the future of, Lawrence County agricultural is welcome, right?
Yep. This is for all of our Farm Bureau members and then people who are interested in Farm Bureau or what we do. It's a good night to come and see what we actually do and some of the things we are planning on doing this next year.
Okay, so yeah, we're in January, so this is pretty much the planning process. How's that going so far?
We are. It's been really busy. Farm Bureau doesn't take time off from planning. We're planning all the time for different things. So we're looking forward. Right now we're working on some fair events and things like that and what we're going to do during the summer so we can get everything in line for that.
That's amazing. You're talking about the fair in the summer. You have to plan that far ahead, don't you?
You do. To get different vendors for like our pig wrestling event, those typically have to be booked 3 to 6 months out, and we're working on publicity materials and things like that right now.
Okay. So let's give the information one more time about the meeting. Again, that's going to be coming up on February 11th.
Yep, at 6 p.m. at the Central Christian Church. And we ask if you are planning on coming, you give us a call at the office, which is 943-2610, just so we have an accurate headcount.
Okay, very good. There you go. She is the manager of the Lawrence County Farm Bureau, Victoria Goad. Victoria, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.